It is now 26 to 7. It's easy to transfer your KiwiSaver fund to Milford's award-winning KiwiSaver plan. Milford offers three KiwiSaver funds: the Active Growth Fund, which invests mainly in New Zealand and Australian shares, the Balanced Fund, which invests in a mix of shares and bonds, and the Conservative Fund, which invests mainly in bonds. Now, each aims to deliver superior returns while protecting your capital. For more information on transferring your KiwiSaver to Milford or for an investment statement, you can go to Milford KiwiSaver, one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. Well, the telephone number is 0800 662 345. Mark Whittaker is with Milford Asset Management. And Mark, good evening to you once again.
Larry, how are you?
Mark, I'm very well. Now, tell us about the falling currencies at the moment. Both the NZ dollar and the Australian dollar have fallen against the US dollar over the last quarter. What do you see in these?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very sort of topical issue, and certainly in financial markets, and I guess across the broader communities, just where the currencies are going. So, I mean, over the last quarter, what we've seen with the New Zealand dollar, for example, that's actually down 11% against the US dollar. So that's moved roughly from about 88 US cents to around 79 US cents. And likewise, for the Aussie dollar, it's down about 7% over the same period. And in just the last month alone, both currencies are down about 3.5%. So that's a fairly aggressive move down for both currencies in that just the last 3 months or so.
So what are the main reasons for this weakness, do you believe?
I think there's probably two main reasons, certainly in my view, for the moves in the currency. One reason is a particularly good reason, and the second reason is probably not quite so good. But the first reason being, of course, what we're seeing in the US with just the momentum and the improvement in sustainable growth that we're seeing over there. So after some years of subdued growth and I guess sub-economic activity, we're actually seeing the US pick up quite significantly. It is the principal economy in the world, and so any positive activity over there is actually quite good. But as a result of that increased growth that we're seeing there, economies like the Australian economy and the New Zealand economy, which have benefited from having a higher interest rate compared to the US over that period, are starting to see a little bit of weakness, certainly in terms of the currency and so on. So we are seeing a little bit of that. And as the US dollar increases, people who typically invest in Australia and New Zealand are starting to take their dollars away and put them into the US, where things are looking a little bit better. The second reason we're seeing weakness, and a reason which isn't quite so positive, is just the softer growth that we're seeing in some of our key trading partners, both Australia and New Zealand trading partners, particularly China, but also areas like Europe, which are seeing growth, sort of very tepid growth and arguably zero growth for the next 12 months or so, quite weak.
So what do you think, negative for both markets in the short term?
It is negative in the short term, and principally I say that because, as I say, a lot of the investors who invest in the Aussie and the Kiwi market, are probably 30% of investors are based offshore. And so as those currencies fall, they become a little bit more risk-averse, and they're more inclined to start selling some of the local stocks here, particularly the large-cap names that they own both in New Zealand and Australia, and send that money back to the US or to other more attractive markets. So we are going to see some volatility in stock markets in the short term.
What about What about longer-term lower currencies are positive?
Certainly positive. So as I say, there's always a silver lining, Larry, and certainly in the longer term, the lower currencies, both the lower Kiwi and the lower Aussie, are certainly positive. Firstly, because if you look at our local economies here, 70% of our GDP is actually services related. And for the last 3 or 4 years, they've been hit hard as the currencies have been quite high and imports have come in and consumers have had a chance to shop overseas and look at alternatives elsewhere. As those currencies move lower, the local services become a lot more competitive. So it should be good for a vast majority of our local economy. So that's quite positive. Secondly, you're going to see the cost of exports become more competitive as well. So if Australia's shipping more iron ore or New Zealand shipping more dairy products offshore, the price of those exports in US dollars is certainly lower, and the price of those exports in local currencies will actually be higher. So net-net, it could actually be quite positive for our exporters as well. And I think thirdly, there's actually quite a few US dollar earners on our respective exchanges. So you've got the likes of Nuplex and Skiller up on the NZX, and in Aussie over here, you've got the likes of CSL and Aristocrat and a whole heap of companies which make significant earnings out of the US. So those sorts of companies are going to see some significant re-rates over time.
Thank you, Mark. Good to talk to you. That is Mark Whittaker from Milford Asset Management. For more details, 0800 662 345 or milfordkiwisaver.co.nz.